I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing morning music for your enjoyment. In December, in fact, on the 4th of December 1928, a show called Whoopee opened on Broadway. The score, the music for the show, was written by Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn, and the stars of the show were Eddie Cantor and Ruth Etting. Enjoy now two songs that were in the score for Whoopee.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice, the groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing for making whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Suppose I fail. The judge says, budge right into jail. You better keep her. I think it's cheaper. Buy her a hot tub, then join a yacht club. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, when they play.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else.
Regretting instead of forgetting.
There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today, give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. Won't you believe me, I love you only.
Oh, I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else.
You might
kissing. Nighttime is my time for reminiscing.
Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else.
And there'll be no one unless that someone is you.
I intend to be independently, independently blue. I have what your love, I don't want tomorrow. To have it today, give back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else.
Leave me and let me be lonely, baby.
You're driving me wild. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else.
Megan Whoopi was sung by Simon Gallagher. He was accompanied by the Adelaide Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Tommy Tico. And then Paddy Como sang Love Me or Leave Me. Both songs written for the Broadway production Whoopi, which was first performed in Broadway in December 1928. Following the success of the Broadway production of Whoopi in 1928, Hollywood moguls decided to make a motion picture of it. And that was done in 1930, and Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn wrote a new song for the movie version of Whoopi. Here it is.
Baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't tone places. Liz Taylor is not his style, and even Lana Turner's smile something he can't see. My baby don't care, who knows it. My baby just
Baby Just Cares For Me, written by Walter Donaldson with lyrics by Gus Kahn in 1930. Would Gus Kahn's lyric have included reference to Liz Taylor and Lana Turner in 1930? I think not.
Mm-hmm. love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Let Me Call You Sweetheart, sung by Steve Lawrence. It was written back in 1910 by Beth Slater-Whitson and Leo Friedman. My next two selections are from shows that were introduced on Broadway in the early 1930s.
Don't save your kisses, just pass them around. You'll find my reason is logically sound. Who's gonna know that you passed them around 100 years from today? Why crave a penthouse that's fit for a queen? You're nearer heaven on Mother Earth green. If you had millions, what would they all mean 100 years from today? Laugh and sing, make love the thing, be happy while you may. There's always one beneath the sun who's bound to make you feel that way. The moon is shining, and that's a good sign. Cling to me closer and say,
mighty sweet, I want to whisper sweet and low that you ought to know, my Liza. I get lonesome, honey, when I'm all alone. It's so long Don't make me wait. Don't hesitate. Come and hear my song. Liza, Liza, skies are gray, but when you smile on me, all the clouds roll away. Liza, Liza, don't delay. Come keep me company, and the clouds roll away. The honeymoon I'm shining down. Oh, baby, I just made a date with Parson Brown. So Liza, Liza, name of the day. When you belong to me, then the clouds will roll away.
Al Jolson sang the Gershwin composition, Liza. And before that, from a New York review in 1933, Johnny Ray sang 100 Years From Today.
Thank you.
Billie Holiday sang Cole Porter's Night and Day. Danish tenor Lauritz Melchior sang Serenade from the Student Prince in Heidelberg. At about this time of my program each Monday, I play a recording by someone whom I designate as my singer of renown for the week. Today, it's an Australian soprano born in Sydney in 1926. After winning several awards in Australia, she went to London in 1952, and with the help of her husband, she became probably the finest singer of her generation. She became known as La Stupenda. I refer, of course, to Joan Sutherland. I'm going to play a recording of Joan Sutherland from Bellini's opera Norma. In the opera, it's sung by Joan Sutherland as Norma, as the high priestess who's praying to the moon for peace. This is about a 6-minute recording. I suggest that you sit down, relax, close your eyes, and listen to some beautiful music. John Sutherland sang Casta Diva from Bellini's opera Norma. When I hear a recording like that, I'm just amazed at the talent. Here's Richard Crooks.
You to see I love you. the desert song, calling its voice and calling will make you mine.
The last two songs were written by Sigmund Bromberg, with Oscar Hammerstein II and Otto Harbach writing the lyrics for the operetta The Desert Song, first performed in New York in 1926. One Alone, sung by Richard Crooks, and then Anthony Warlow with the Victorian Philharmonic Orchestra sang the title song, The Desert Song. Here's the title song from a 1933 motion picture that was very widely admired and a great production, apparently. Haven't seen it. 1933. A bit early for me.
So many, those dancing feet, blah, 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 blah. On the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Hear the beat of dancing feet, blah, 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 blah. It's song I love, that melody of 42nd Street. Little nifties from the 50s in a 7th Street. Lovely ladies from the 80s, give yourself a treat, blah, 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 side by side. They're glorified, blah, 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 blah. Where the whole world needs success and defeat. 42nd Street, hardy gaudy, sort of sporty, 42nd Street. 42nd Street.
Harry Warren and Al Dubin wrote the music for the 1933 Warner Brothers film 42nd Street. The film, the title song, was sung by Ruby Keeler. I played a recording by Connie Boswell and her sisters. I played that because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of Connie Boswell in 1907. It was also the anniversary of the birth of the American songwriter Dana Zuais. And one of her favourite recordings is this one.
Thank you. night is young and you're so beautiful. Here among the shadows, beautiful lady, open your heart. And the scene is set, the breezes sing of it. Can't you get into the swing of it, lady? When do we start? When the lady's kissable and the evening is cool, any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. The moon is high, you're so glamorous, and if I seem over amorous, lady, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you. And the evening is cool. Any dream is permissible in the heart of a fool. Oh, the moon is high and you're so glamorous. And if I sing over amorous, what can I do? The night is young and I'm in love with you.
The night is young. Written in 1936 by Dana Suess, with lyrics by Billy Rose and Irving Carhole, and Gordon Rose accompanied the orchestra as Bing Crosby recorded the song in 1977, not long before Bing died in October of that year.
Thank you. it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
It's Only a Paper Moon, written by Harold Arlen and Billy Rose, sung by Peggy Healy with Paul Whiteman's orchestra. I hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'll be back next Monday with more music for you, and I'll conclude today's program with most of Take the A-Train, played by Duke Ellington's orchestra, written by Duke's protege, Billy Strayhorn.